We're live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio before tonight's Red Sox home game, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, official truck of the Red Sox. So we started this conversation a couple minutes ago about the most anticipated Boston athlete debuts. So I think going around, mine was Mac.
I want to change mine.
I said Jimmy G.
You, well, Christian, you can never get through a segment without changing
you
your mind.
You can change mine. I didn't understand the rules of the game.
Jimmy G technically was here for a couple years where he made those starts, but I remember just that hype of him. Is he the next Brady? We're finally going to see it. If I have to go like original, it'd be like, you know, it'd be Drew Bledsoe, because Drew Bledsoe was saved the franchise, Rick Meyer, then Drew Bledsoe. So go back to 93 Bledsoe. If I have to change my pick off Garoppolo. So you go ahead.
So wait, so you are not taking Garoppolo?
No, you can have, because he's here for, to be fair, he's here for.
I'm just saying, are you not taking him?
But those starts, you can have Jimmy G.
Christian's going to steal.
You can have Jimmy G.
No, originally.
Pedro should be in this list.
Pedro should be in the list?
Yeah, because they got him from the Expos. He was.
Oh, I don't remember those days. I mean, are you kidding me?
The big debate is, do Keck going to trade Brian Rose for Pedro?
Come on.
Christian doesn't remember that. He was in the club listening to come on, Ryder.
Glenn did 1,000 hours on that. What are they going to give up for? Is it Carl Pavano or Brian Rose? 617-779-7937.
That's when you were enamored by Glenn. You're like, wow.
I was by my radio.
Sports Talk Radio.
Working at Donnellan's, like, so telling my man, shut up for a second. I'll cut the produce later. They might trade for someone here.
The Wine and Light's coming up next. My pick was lame. When I think about it, my pick was lame because I didn't really understand the rules.
So
but I picked Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
You were trying to troll. Eh. You were trying to
what
troll.
What are you talking about? Oh, this would do that.
Oh, that was an absolute freak.
We didn't mention job. Daisuke Matsuzaka.
That's
we're
another good one.
Daisuke's playing in the offseason. Where is he going to land? Where is he going to sign? Like, that was huge.
But
what's the gyro ball look like, Garvin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I still don't.
The Garoppolo one was probably like the best one. We mentioned Randy Moss before the break.
That's
also
a good one too.
The Garoppolo has to be the best one. If we're just talking just local sports recently, especially, the buildup to that. All the intrigue, like even like the trade rumors and what are you going to do if Brady needs to retire. Then suddenly Jimmy Garoppolo gets his opportunity to start. And he doesn't start the preseason games. Like Brady starts this preseason games and we're discussing how long the starters are going to stay in after Brady gets his three, you know, reps or 10 plays. But no, Garoppolo is an excellent one.
You can have it.
Let's jump in.
I'm gifting
it. Well, I mean, you didn't claim it.
No, I didn't claim it. I didn't lace the claim. You're right. It's yours.
Let's hear from the people.
Yeah.
Matt in Walpole. Matt, you're on.
What's up? I don't know if this one counts, so you can tell me it doesn't if it doesn't, but I would say the second debut of Doug Mirabelli when he got traded at 10 a.m. That he got traded at 10 a.m. He gets to the airport 12 minutes before the game. This is back when the Yankees, you know, the rivalry was actually real.
Yep.
And he allows Tim Wakefield to throw 7 innings and he can throw the knuckleball. And I was trying to think of something obscure that wasn't football.
Well, Matt, he got a police escort. Remember, he got a state police escort and driver to
here. Yeah.
Because no one could catch the knuckleball, apparently, from Tim Wakefield. That's a great one.
All right. Nice one. All right. Rick from Maine. Rick, you're on.
Yes, hello. I may have misunderstood the premise of the question.
That's okay. You know what? That's okay. Go for what you want.
I thought it was homegrown talent, but I will say in 1986 when the Celtics won the championship, maybe with the greatest team ever that Auerbach put together, he finagled the number 2 pick and drafted Len Bias, and I was licking my chops, and it was a very sad thing.
That's sad, Rick.
Well,
you asked my opinion.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks.
Well, I would say that, to the rules, like the person that you're anticipated
that was not like
actually has to participate in a game?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was definitely anticipated, but really sad.
Yeah, and I also, were you doing just rookies? I sound like we opened up to everything. It's not just rookie digs.
No, it can be a trade.
Garvin brought one up in our text, like Kyrie Irving. Remember, Kyrie was going to come here and save the Celtics franchise?
Well, that's why I like Christians also, because I thought just that entire team of finally getting to see what this team would look like, the Celtics with a bunch of free agents, guys who never, ever would have come here, and then it all kind of went to crap 5 minutes into the season when Gordon Hayward broke his ankle.
Like, talk about buzzkill. But then you sit there and you go into just – you get into more of a national kind of discussion about, you know every sport and the anticipation of whatever. Like, I mean, I mentioned who is it? Shohei Ohtani was the most recent one.
Big one, yeah.
Tanaka for the Yankees. I couldn't remember his name. I remember him flying on a jet. They had like a camera on the jet, and he had like this movie star girlfriend who had all these little miniature dogs. And the dogs, the only reason they had to get a private plane, it had to be at certain criteria for the plane because the dogs didn't want to be upset. So they brought the dogs on the plane.
Typical dogs. Huffing up dogs.
Stupid dogs.
Let's go to Rick in Wilbraham. Rick, you're on. Rick, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well, thanks. So I'm on a pike. I'm on a pike on the way to Boston.
Hello.
And I was thinking about what you're talking about. I thought it was just like the last Rick from Maine. I was thinking local talent, too, and I'd be happy to hear your thoughts. But first at bat in Major League, Lou Maloney hitting a three-run home run. That was my thought.
That was anticipated? We were pumped up for Lou's big debut that day?
Was it a three-run homer, though?
I couldn't sleep.
Did he drive in three runs?
It was an unbelievable debut. Daniel Nava hitting a grand slam on the first pitch that he saw. I think sort of usurped what Lou did, unfortunately. I just don't know. Was anticipated? It was great. It was a great result. But was it anticipated? Were people lining up for Lou to make his first start? No, the answer is no.
People are calling in and raising Lou. What about this big fella sitting over here?
What? First
what about, you were not anticipated, Christian?
No, I was not anticipated.
There was no anticipated.
Sorry, no, the guy that they drafted in the first
Christian
round was.
Never got his swan moment. Yeah. Christian never got his swan moment.
I feel gypped.
Not fair.
See, but I do think we are actually altering the whole conversation. Because
we sure are.
Instead of it being most anticipated return or whatever, it's now
okay, that's never what it was.
Who did the best, their first opportunity?
Debut.
So, Lou... First pitch, first at bat, gets
tremendous.
A home run, right? That was an unbelievable
Can't
first
do better
time.
Than that, yeah.
I don't know about, but as far as everything else, but we'll take all calls. We're not going to discriminate against anyone.
I mean, most calls. Joe from New Hampshire. Joe, you're on.
Hey, hi, how are you?
What's up?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, so I'm going, you guys are going to slice and dice me like Benihana, but I think I'm going with Jackie Bradley Jr.
What?
Okay.
You want this year's return?
Yeah. Are you part of Jackie's family, sir?
Yeah. Joe Bradley?
Yeah, so I was waiting with bated breath, but yeah, of course. Good defensive outfielder.
No, I'm saying no. I'm thinking Jackie Bradley Jr. needs to go back in and get his eyes fixed again.
Do you think Joe Castiglione vividly remembers the debut of Jackie Bradley Jr.?
He does like Jackie. Jackie's
or
dad's
Rich Hill.
In the booth frequently. He's up there hanging out. Hideo Nomo threw a no-hitter in his first Red Sox start. Kind of tough to beat that. He was signed as a free agent, came here and threw a no-hitter. I think it was in the Orioles. So that was pretty good. If we're going to guys who had awesome debuts. But it started with most hyped up. And Bayo's, whatever list you have, we've got a million guys here, Bayo's on that list in terms of what he could mean potentially to this franchise going forward. Elite starting pitching. Should be up there with quarterback and great number one draft pick in the NBA, what you can build your franchise on going forward.
I would love to ask the average Red Sox fan, when did you learn the name Brian Bayo? Because I have Red Sox fans who live back in Chicago where I'm from, and I talk to them about the Red Sox often, and they didn't know the name Brian Bayo until middle of May.
I was going to say, I feel like it just started coming up a few weeks ago for casual fans.
It was this year for casual fans. If you were paying attention a little, you had to pay attention last year to really know. But
pay
right,
attention.
Please. That's what his rise is. Again, he was a top 100 prospect. Now he's a top 50 prospect. So he's made a huge leap here in 1 year, Tyler. To your point, this is not a guy taking Kumar Rocker, who's a recent draft pick.
Yep.
Everyone knows that guy's name in baseball draft. When he makes his debut, everyone who's a fan of that team will know him. There'll be people tonight who might Brian who?
But here's the thing with
Brian?
Brian?
Yeah.
Bayo?
That was really weird.
Bello?
The thing with Bayo, I would compare it to Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts' rise through the minors, AA, AAA, I feel like it was similar to Bayo's based on how often people were watching. How many times we would talk to the managers and ask, what's the latest with Mookie Betts? When do you see him coming up? I don't remember Xander when during his minor league excursion. When he was coming up, but Mookie Betts had a similar kind of feel to it, but he wasn't a pitcher. So you don't give it as much credit as if you're going to compare a pitcher
but no,
to
his
a quarterback.
Numbers, to your point, the numbers were insane.
Nuts.
And they popped off.
Will they transfer?
And is he really this good? Is Bayo really 13 strikeouts per nine innings good at the major league level at the age of 23? That's pretty rare to have. And I like the Betts comparison because his numbers – at double and triple A were just astronomical.
Yeah, so the question is, I remember discussing it, will it translate? Is it, because it, obviously double A, Bayo's just mowing people down. Okay, give me an opportunity. When did he face an actual big league hitter? Did he face a true big league hitter in some sort of rehab start, against one of the other teams that he played against? Or were these all like young guys trying to establish themselves? Like, when was the last time he faced like a big league hitter? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not asking. I'm sure you don't.
I don't have the I don't have the rosters of the guys they played.
But I'm curious. Has he ever faced a true talent?
It's probably somewhere in AAA, somebody who's played in the bigs.
Like a rehab start, maybe.
Or some other highly rated prospects.
Yeah.
It's a fair, like, I know Chris Sale faced two. Wander Franco, ironically, on a rehab outing a couple weeks ago in Fort Myers. So he, on his way back, saw some bats. Maybe Bayo hasn't. You know, maybe he'll see this lineup tonight. It's a bunch of good hitters, and you know, he'll fade. I think he's going to perform well. And I think you said it earlier, five innings, three or fewer runs, six or more strikeouts, that's a really good first start.
What would you think the uptick is? Okay, I'm just trying to give you, like, would you say, like, because for me, it would be, if you were to see, like AAA to the majors would be like going from, is it just as simple as college to pros? Or is it like, is a gap like high school to pros? Is it that vast? Are there players so much better? And such, are we talking about such elite
talent? I feel like it's
talent?
More like high school to college, where there's a little bit. I'm talking like if you're, I'm sorry, I mean that from like an elite high school level. Like if you're at an elite high school, you know, and playing against some of the other best kids around, like a travel program or something, depending on the sport, and then you get to college, like they're going to be better developed, and they're going to be some kids who are older and just stronger and whatever. But it's not like a wildly different game. Where at some points, like, you make that jump and you're like, I've got to change my whole body. I've got to change everything.
It's going to take a while.
In the first start, it's going to be an easier transition. You mentioned earlier, as you mentioned, like, second time, third time to the order, which maybe they'll get to him tonight. It's the second and third times major league teams start to see him up here when they get the book on him and they start, okay, he wants to do this in this spot. Then he has to adjust. At AAA, he's just overpowering guys.
Yeah.
But as he makes more starts here, that's when that's going to settle in. Like, if he makes five starts at the big league level, that fifth start, he might struggle. And we're going to say, well, of course he did, because the book is now out on Bayo. Maybe the book's not out tonight against Tampa. Maybe tonight he's able to pitch really well.